Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hour number three of the program. Had a good one for you. Got a great, and I mean great, moment of zen to end the show from Scott Woodward, who took direct aim at a certain football coach in Alabama. Plus, we go inside NFL training camp to Washington with Mitchell Titchler, who will give us the inside scoop on the team in the NFC East. But first, it's our weekly chat with Carter Bryant, host of the Carter Bryant Show on 107.1 FM and 1400 AM in South Arkansas. He's a stand-up comic, and he's a must-follow on Twitter, at Carter the Power. My friend, how you doing?
Seth. Good evening, my friend. I have eaten, I think, about like 30 or so wings today at one of my listeners. And yeah, so one of your listeners needs to do this as well. He cooked me a chicken wing medley today. Lemon pepper, buffalo, some raspberry habanero, some of that pepper still caught in my system here. It was a lot, man.
By the way, I'm getting hungry because I haven't eaten tonight. So, yeah, this is a little unfair, I would say.
Dude, I know. I'm that, and the only reason is because I kept saying, well, chicken wings on my show one day. And he was like, hey, I'm going to take you some chicken wings. And the weirdest thing is, like I know this guy fairly well, and I went to his house, and he had this gigantic house and just like a mountain of chicken wings, like 150 chicken wings he just cooked. And I was like, this sounds fantastic. So There you go.
So chicken wings for Carter Bryant and crumbs for Logan and I in here. In fact, Logan had a, what was it? Was it Dr. Pepper's? It was something to, he was a very good producer behind the scenes, Logan Carter, as he had a beverage design. Logan, just come on in here. What exactly happened again? Because you were like a rock star in there making sure none of the equipment got even a whiff of beverage on it. What was it?
Yeah, so I had a soda back here that I was going to open up to go along with that sandwich that we had talked about me having earlier, and that soda happened to get really shaken up, and so when I opened it up, it exploded everywhere. But I made sure to make, like, all of it got on me.
Oh, I saw
it. None of it got on the equipment.
I kind of saw it. I mean, Logan was like dive bombing in there to protect the awesome board that we have. It was some impressive work, Carter. Like, yeah, you would have been. You'd have been impressed if you were here in studio.
The only fact of life that we know is A, Logo would make sure that nothing got messed up, and B, if it was Timothy Frederick Zimmer behind the board, all of it would have malfunctioned. It not only would have spilled in there, it would have spilled in all your sister stations somehow, some way.
Oh, don't say that. We've actually had some malfunctions of the apparently morning coffee variety as they've researched it.
Oh.
Yeah, we used to have, and look, this is, I think people, longtime listeners of the show will remember this. About a month ago, maybe it was 2 months ago now, I was doing the show, and Logan, you got to remember this. I was sitting here about this time of night, and all of a sudden, the entire board over here where I'm sitting just goes out. Like, I don't have any control over my audio, and I ended up having to do the show from like way on the other side of the room. It was weird. So this is giving me bad flashbacks now, fellas. I don't want any of this.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
You remember this, Logan? You had to remember this, right?
Yeah, no, I remember it. I remember, actually, didn't we have, we had Jacob Wasson, didn't we?
Oh, we did. It was a Tulane Tuesday
segment.
Yeah, it was a
Tulane
Tuesday segment.
Probably
May or June.
And we couldn't get your mic to turn on at the host position, so we had to move you across the room to another mic.
Oh, I'm realizing how embarrassed I was because I had a guest in studio. That's right.
Yeah,
oh, this is
and we
terrible.
Had to, we had to call in our great studio engineer, Dominic,
yes.
to come help us fix it.
he was a rock star that day. So we're getting, we're totally radio nerdy here, Carter, and I'm sure there's about five people still listening here. So let's talk some sports. You want to talk some sports, man? Let's do
some
it.
Sports and sprats.
Yeah. And in your LSU Tigers, they're opening up against Georgia Southern. So I want you to answer my Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll question. Are you a bad LSU fan if you don't go to the Georgia Southern game? Yes or no?
you're not a bad fan because you, as a fan, has the choice of whether or not you want to go to a game, even if you buy a ticket. Now, if it's a home game against an SEC opponent, that makes a little bit more sense. You should probably use that ticket. But you are free to do whatever you want. Just understand that every voice in there and all the crowd noise that you make does make a difference. Now, of course, LSU will be just fine against Georgia Southern. I know they're a quirky option team, but still, LSU fans should definitely go. It's opening night. It would be a little bit different if this was just in the middle of the season. It's just a cupcake after playing a bunch of other games. But come on, it's Tiger Stadium. There's national championship implications. So, yes, as a fan, you have all the right to do whatever you want. But come on, it's a first game. Go!
First game, Carter. And finally, liquor, or at least beer, in Tiger Stadium, right?
Yes. I mean, all the beer that you could want. I was reading about that earlier. What was it, 80 tons of ice? Really? I just don't know, Seth, if... And I understand people don't want to lose their buzz from the tailgate, which is why they're happy they can get a beer. I just don't know if after drinking beer that was relatively cheap, a.k.a. I've never had to pay for a beer at a tailgate, to having to pay $8 to $9 a pop when I get in there, I don't know if I can make that transition.
Yeah, I'm with you. But you know what is going to help, or what it's going to help, is the coffers of the LSU athletic department, because they are going to sell a boatload of alcohol in that stadium, Carter. So more money and the rich get richer, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, and here's the thing, is that you have to make the money where you can. And there's a lot of people that push back against alcohol sales inside of stadiums. It's not so much in Louisiana, but let's say Arkansas, for instance, a little bit more of a Bible Belt state. They were one of the biggest proponents of selling alcohol inside the stadium because they want to do whatever it takes to get more people in because Arkansas is not any good. So, of course, there was pushback there, but I mean, come on. This is a money-making business, and these athletic departments have bills to pay.
He's Carter Bryant, host of The Carter Bryant Show on 107.1 FM and 1400 AM. Joins us every week on the show. Speaking of Arkansas, man, they open up with Portland State. Then it's Ole Miss in their first SEC game next week. What's the outlook here for the Razorbacks?
So here's, and I just released a new podcast with Arkansas Razorback covered. So whoever in South, and you know, it's funny, I actually met a few Hawk fans. I live in New Orleans. You can go to my website and you can check that out, carterthepower.com. But this is interesting, Seth. Arkansas has the softest SEC schedule I've ever seen. Since the 8-game conference, since all that, it is the easiest SEC West schedule ever. Now, obviously, every SEC West schedule is tough, but they play 4 non-conference opponents, none of which are Power 5 schools, all of which, Seth, finished at least 3 games under 500 last year. It's an easy cupcake schedule, and 3 of those 4 games come in the first month of the year. So they should finish at least 4-8. They were a 2-win team last year. Here's the problem. It's that these are the Arkansas Razorbacks. For those who want a relatability, it's that cousin that always screws up. You know, you give him 1,000 chances over and over. Arkansas is going to screw up their bowl chance in the most Arkansas way imaginable. They're going to go 5-7 this year, Seth. They're going to get 2 SEC wins, but they're going to lose to one of these cupcakes because that would be the most Arkansas Razorback thing to do.
Of course. And I always wondered if I was the cousin who always screws up. So I was thinking about that there, pondering it very hard. At Carter the Power on Twitter. Let's go to the NFL. I haven't picked your brain yet, even on text. I wanted to save it for the show about Andrew Luck, the surprise retirement last week. And boy, I thought when Doug Gottlieb made that Twitter comment that Andrew Luck represents millennials, paraphrasing, and, well, he's soft and millennials are soft, got a ton of backlash for that. I thought that would stop anybody else from making similar comments. Well, I've been wrong. A lot more people have piggybacked on that. Now, admittedly, the Andrew Luck apologist supporters, not apologists, the Andrew Luck supporters here, and I'm one of them, are far outweigh the people who are banging on him. But there's a split here, Carter. What do you make of this?
Yes. out there that say, hey, you know what? You do have this job that everybody dreams of having. Everyone at some point wanted to be that NFL quarterback. I'm all for Andrew Luck making the decision that he wanted to make. But come on, you can't absolve him from all responsibility. And a lot of people are like, well, you know, he's in a lot of pain. He's doing this because he's quitting because he has all this money on the table. Yeah, because he's already made $97 billion. That's the reason why he's able to make this decision when he could make it. Also, Indianapolis Colts fans, Seth, have all the right in the world to say that they are angry at Andrew Luck for now. Now, obviously, in the grand scheme of things, yes, his body was battered. Yes, he played with the lacerated kidney. Nobody is disagreeing with that. But as many Saints fans can attest, we spend a lot of money covering our NFL team. We spend a lot of time. We spend a lot of our emotional investment. It's our escape from our tough everyday lives. That's what our favorite NFL team does for you. And every Indianapolis Colts fan last Friday night or last Saturday night had their heart ripped out of their stomach, Seth. That's how hard it is. This entire season is ruined. So no one out there is disagreeing that Andrew Luck has all the right in the world to do what he did. But come on, the fans are disappointed. Who else wouldn't be?
No, I agree. And that's why I've also defended the Colts fans in that moment, booing. Yes, it was wrong. I think everybody who did boo probably now realizes that they were wrong. But come on, it's an alcohol-infused group. You know, fans are fanatics for a reason, right, Carter? So I'm never somebody who tries to, you know, take unwarranted shots or big-time shots at a fan base for a reaction in a moment. I think it seemed like a little bit silly to me. I will say that it is interesting that some fans who haven't come off, and I don't think these are really Colts fans, these seem to be around the country, are, you know, they won't speak up about any of the stuff with Tyreek Hill or Kareem Hunt or Greg Hardy, right. But, you know, they're screaming at the top of their lungs about Colin Kaepernick and Andrew Luck. I kind of roll my eyes at all that, man.
Yeah, well, that just shows you all our morals are messed up. And that's the thing, you know, Seth, and I think about this a lot, and I thought about what you just said a lot. I saw a few people bring that up on Twitter. You know, a lot of your listeners are probably smart listeners. They understand your very nuanced take on sports and stuff.
All of my listeners, Carter, I'm going to correct, all of my listeners are the smartest of the smart.
Yes, but the funny thing is that there's a whole different faction of the population, and it's bigger than what we would think that we see on social media and that what we see just out in the regular world. There's a whole bunch of people that have no morals. They don't care about anyone else. They have their set of beliefs. And guess what? Whenever it comes to football, anything that these guys do that is great or that is bad off the field, they don't give a rip. But if you kneel for the anthem or if you do anything that's right in front of them for their football, because think about that, all the Tyreek Hill stuff that you were mentioning, that didn't happen on the football field. Mm-hmm. The Andrew Luck thing was a very visible thing. Whenever they see that, that's all they normally think about, and that's part of the reason why they do it, because there are all crappy people out there that only care about things that they can see.
Carter, you're a stand-up comic, too, and last week you were telling us you're heading off to a competition, and I understand that, oh, man, the baddest of all bad beats for you, right? You, like, made the first day cut, and then it, what happened the second day?
Yeah, so it was set up, as I say, they did a, you have to send a video in. I think 60 comics sent in videos. They took 15 of those, and then the first round, they cut it down to 5. And then I made it to the top 5. I did well in the first round, got to the final round, and had a good set. I even sent you the YouTube link. If people want to see it, they can find it. And I finished 4th. I finished 4th out of 5th, and only the top 3 paid. The other guys were good working pros, and they killed it. And I mean, they were probably better than me. But that's the thing. Comedy is very subjective. It's a weird thing. It's not like, hey, the Warriors – lost 4-2 or whatever it was last year in the finals. You know, there's objective numbers in sports. Unfortunately, there's not in comedy. It's all audience mixed with random judges. So, yeah, man, I guess they didn't like my jokes about my background, but so be it.
Yeah, bad beat, right? Just that's all you can do. Move on. Okay. You're on to what? You're on to Kansas City or whatever Belichick says there.
Yeah,
on to Kansas City. Carter Bryant, host of the Carter Bryant Show, 107.1 FM and 1400 AM in El Dorado, South Arkansas. If you're up there, be sure to find him every day. He's also on Twitter, where everybody can find him at Carter the Power. Carter, always appreciate it, man.
We'll talk to you next week, Sam.
All right, we'll do it. We'll take a break. We're back with your phone calls and your texts. What do you want to talk about for the last, 35 minutes of our show here? Saints, LSU, Tulane, Southeastern, World of Sports, anything you want. Give me a call, 504-260-1870, and our text line, 870-870. The last lap continues on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.